We're learning with this Erev in Daf Ayin Aleph Amar Beis, and we're beginning Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph on the bottom of two dots, like 10 lines from the bottom. Rav Shimon Ayin Me'echad Zeh Ve'echad Zeh Ein Tzrich La'ar, which means if it's Shutvis and Yayin, or it's Shutvis and Yayin V'Shemen, in either case, that suffices to be a Shutvis. Spreitim Arakasha, Vafilu Zeh V'Yayin V'Zeh V'Shemen, you tell me even Zeh V'Yayin V'Zeh V'Shemen works, L'char is not ready to mix. Heck you say, that's called that we are one. Let's say we're talking about there's three chatzeris in this mavi. Let's say three chatzeris in the mavi. One guy is a shutaf with yayin with the middle guy, and the other guy is shutaf with shem in the middle guy. How can you say it's a good erev? They're not. They don't mix. Well, what's the erev? I'm a rabba. Hacha mayaskinon. The case here is a specific case. And when we're saying in Tzrich L'Arev, it doesn't mean you don't have to make an Erev at all. We'll see in a second what it means. It means there's a chotzer between two mevois. Rav Shimon and Tamei, and what you're doing is, you'll be a shutif with one side and the other side, but not with both. Rav Shimon and Tamei, the Tanan, Om Rav Shimon, L'ma Adav Adoymer. We had this in the Mishnah before in the fourth parak. That Rav Shimon says, you have three chatzeris lined up, one next to each other. The two outer ones were ma'arav with the middle one. And Shiloh, what's the case? Well, there's machlekes in the Gemara, what the case is, where they put the erev. But let's say there, one of the truths in that Gemara is, they put the erev in the middle one, but it was in two different houses. So, irv shtayim ha'chitzoynes im ha'mtzoyes, hi mutaris imahim, Vehain Mutarazima. The middle guy, let's say it's the three chaseris are Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. So Aleph and Beis are mutar each other, Beis and Gimel are mutar each other, but Aleph to Gimel is Aser. So that's how it is. He Mutarazima him. He means the middle one is Mutaraz the sides. Vehain and the two chitzayas Mutarazima. Mishdaim Akitsurainis, Asur Zum Zum. And two outer ones, Aleph to Gimel is Aser. So here the same thing. The chotzer was between two mevayos. On one side he was shutuf in yayin. On the other side he was shutuf in shemen. And he can only carry from mavi aleph to the chotzer to the mavi. But he can't go from mavi to mavi because the two mevayos are not shutufin. Omle abaya. How can you appear to that case of shemen? Midami hosam katani. It says there, but first in the Mishnah, shtayim hachitzoynos asura zum zu. The two outer ones are also with each other. Hacha katani ain't tzrich la'arav klal. If you read the lashon of the Mishnah, it doesn't sound like this. Hacha katani ain't tzrich la'arav klal. Don't make erev at all. So Gemara says, you know what it means? Ma ain't tzrich la'arav shcheinim b'hadi b'alabayis. It means the shcheinim b'hadi b'alabayis, which means that the mavi together with the chotzer, they don't have to make erev. Av shcheinim b'hadi adad tzrich la'arav. But avada tzrich la'arav. Av shcheinim b'hadi adad avada, the two outer ones would have to make erev with each other. If they want the Mishdavis, they have to make an Erev with each other. That's Pasha. That's Pasha. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So, and what would happen if you did Yayin V'Yayin? If you did Yayin V'Yayin, it would have to taka be in one Keli. But in this case of Chotzer Ben Shnei Mevayos, even Yayin V'Yayin only work in one Keli. But if it would be in two different Kelim, it would also be considered two different Erevim, like Rashi speaks out. Rashi speaks out, Rabbanu Mastisim, in Meshtatvam Shnei V'Yayin V'Kli Echad, Havlo Beza Mevayos, Kmoi Shtatvam Yach V'Shav Adami. But if it would be two different Kelim, it's like two Erevim, and also it would not work. It would not work at all, because this Mandi Amma, the Rabbanu can say, Agu Zeram Shimon. That Rav Shimon just said over from the Mishnah in the fourth parak, the Rabbanu argue. Why the Rabbanu argue? The Rabbanu argue is because they hold, since the chash you might carry from Aleph to Gimel, therefore the Erev is not good at all. So it could be that would be, our Rabbanu in such a case will hold that it's Aser, unless it's one Erev, it will be Aser. Aser Lagamri. It will be Aser Lagamri according to the Rabbanu. So that's one pshat in our Mishnah. Pshat number one in our Mishnah, when it says Rav Shimon ain't Tzrich La'arev, it means a shtikla doichik, it means ain't Tzrich La'arev. The Shechinim, the Ein Tzrich La'arev means the middle guy with the Mavi. But the Shechinim, from one Mavi to another Mavi, will have to make Erev. So Ein Tzrich La'arev means from the Chotzer to the Mavi. Rav Yosef Vayimer, a different Teretz. It's a different Pshat, Mechlekes of Shimon Rabbanon. Rav Yosef Vayimer, Shimon Rabbanon, Pukta Rav Yechem, Ruru Rabbanon, Kamifiki. Avado talking about a regular case of a Mavi. The question was that, Yifil Yayin V'Shemen? Yifil Yayin V'Shemen is called a Shituf? So when I say, yeah, you know what the case was? It was all in one Keli. And in all one Keli, Rab Shimon's going to hold that it's a good Erev. And it's telling Mechlekes Rav Yechon Ruvi Rabbanu Kavitzkiyot. Now, we're looking at the Mishnah. Shemen Shetzofa Gabi Yayin. Let's see have it here. We know oil floats on wine. So you had oil that was floating on wine. V'nogot Tful Yoyim V'Shemen. It was Truma over here. This Shemen and Yayin were Truma. A Tful Yoyim touched the Shemen. Loi Pasol Shemen B'Vat. Only the Shemen is Pasol. Not the Yayin. Even though they're one piece, they're one thing. Still only the Shemen. They consider two separate things. They consider one entity, and they're both attached. And if you touch the Shemen, the Yayin becomes Tami also. What's the Bira Machlekes? When Shemen is a type of wine, is it one or not? So the Rabbanon of our Mishnah says it's no good, even in one keli. Rabbanon, hold like the Rabbanon, hold that it's not one entity. Shimon, holds one entity, and therefore it's a good Erev. So, Fir Rabbi Yosef was saying our Mishnah is very geshmak. Ain't Srik La'arif, you don't have to matter because it's a one keli. But the thing that comes out here is that we're saying the Rabbanon hold, even in one keli, it's no good. And that's not like Rav and Rava at the beginning of the, right after the Mishnah, we learned Rav and Rava learned just two kelim dafka, but one keli would be good. This is not like that. Even the Rabbanon hold, even in one keli, won't be good because it's not one entity. So that's two pshatim Rav Shimon. Two pshatim Rav Shimon, either pshat is it's lav dafka in Srik La'arif, just means the middle to the sides, or it means it was a one keli and no one has to make air. Tanya. Rav Lezer and Doi Eimer, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh Tzrichin La'arev. Lezer and Doi says, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh Tzrichin La'arev. He argues on the whole thing. He holds that doing Shituf in this way is not called a Shituf. He argues on the Rabbanon also. Vafilu L'Zeh B'Yayin ve'L'Zeh B'Yayin. Even though the both wine and the one keli does not work. Now what's the pshat? So Gemara explains. That's what Rav Lezer and Doi says. A fact. Even Yayin, he says it does not work as an Erev, not work as a Shitif. Now, what's the Pshat? So, I'm a Rabba. Zeba Balagina Vishafa, Zeba Balagina Vishafa, Kulam Lepligi, to have Erev. If each guy brings from his house wine, puts it into one barrel that's sitting in one person's chotzer, the halach is, of course, that's called a Shitif. That's a regular classic Shitif. Even if you don't do it, Lashem Shitif, it still works. Kulam Pligi, to have an Erev. They bought together, they purchased together a barrel of warm shutvis. Rav Elizabeth Doi Sava ain't Breira. Rabban Sava yes Breira. Now here, like Tosha speaks out, the Ravaskal Rabbi Yaz, it doesn't mean this classic ain't Breira. What it means is like this. This wine was never specifically mine or yours. We never knew whose wine was whose. We just bought something with shutvis. So Zok Elizabeth Doi, it's Ki'ilu, I'm making a shutvis with money. We're a partnership in something. That's not called shita. Shita has to be my wine and your wine are mixed together. So he says, that's a chishul as a day. Ein brera means, since it's not mavur, it's not clear which is my wine, which is your wine, it's not called the erev. That's pshat number one in Rav Lezer ben Todai. Rav Yosef Aymer, a different pshat. Rav Lezer ben Todai v'Rabbanan, mesoimchim al shita v'mokim erev kemifiki. Whole new idea. Are you soimchim al shita v'mokim erev? There is a man, the Yomar, that holds that if you make a shituf mavoyis, you don't have to make an erev chatzeris anymore. Because if it came one, I did a shituf mavoyis, I don't have to make a new erev chatzeris. And that's the machlokes here of Lezer Doi and the Rabbanon. V'soimcha shituf makom erev kemifkli. The marasava in soimchim, marasava soimchim. That means Rabbi Lezer Doi, which says, echazev, echazev, tzrichin la'arev, is not talking about the shituf mavoyis. Of course, shituf mavoyis works by yayin and yayin. He's saying that you're still missing something. You still have to make an Erev Chatzeris to cover the Chatzeris. That's what Rav Elizabeth Day means. And that they're about to argue on. Om Rav Yosef Na'am Midullah. How do I know that? How do you know that's Pshat, Rav Elizabeth Day? To Om Rav Yehuda Om Rav, Halacha Kerav Meir. Rav Yehuda Om Rav says, Halacha is like Rav Meir, who holds that you're not Soymech on Shituf Makam Erev. We'll see in a second a little more about that. But Om Rav Brun Om Rav, Halacha, also Moshe Rav, Halacha Gulaza Ben Tadoi. Now my timer, why does he paskin like both, Gulaza and Tadoi and Rav Meir? And the way the Tavah explains the question is, Lachara, why do you paskin like two Das Yechidah? Like Rav Meir, Gulaza and Tadoi, why you paskin like a Yechidah over here? My timer, Lav Meshum Dechad Taimu. Must be they're the same reason. We know Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir Shita, ain't Soimchim HaShita V'makam Erev. So it must be that's Pshat and Lezer B'Tadoi also, and that's why he's passing like them, because it comes out as two Tanoim like that, and become a Rabbim. To become a Rabbim, he passes like a Rabbim. So it's a Raya that Rav Lezer B'Tadoi Shita is, that Ein Soimcha Erev Makam Shitif. That's the reason. Omele Abaye, V'chat Taimahu, Tarti Hilchas Olamli. Why do you have to say Halacha like both? And the way Rashi explains is that Aloha Kameh, you have to say, speak it out clearly. Why? Because if you just said Rav Elazar ben Tadoi, you would think that Rav Elazar ben Tadoi's reasoning is not because you're not Soymech Anshitav. The reason is, he holds that you can't be Ma'arv b'chatzeres with wine. That really, chatzeres only, Erev only can work by chatzeres only with pas, only with bread. So maybe Pshar Rav Elazar ben Tadoi is not a general rule. You can't have a Shituf to cover the Erev chatzeres. Just he holds that wine doesn't work for chatzeres. That's maybe why he passed Elazar ben Tadoi. But let's say he used pas for Shituf, it would work for both. But that's why you need to say Halakha Rameyah holds that even if you use pas, according to Rameyah, according to this sounding about right now, even if you use pas, even if you use bread, Shituf will not cover for Erev Chatzeres. It won't be enough. You'll still have to take also Erev Chatzeres. So you have to say Halakha Rameyah that you don't paskin at all Erev Makom Shituf. But why do you have to say Halakha Rameyah Tadoi then? Once you say Halakha Rameyah, why do you have to speak out Halakha Karvelazim Tadoi? Why do you have to speak out Halacha Karav Lezim Tadoi? So Gemara answers, Hokamash Malon, Leavdino, and Ketre Chumri Be'erevin. Be'etzem, you shouldn't do two Chumris Be'erevin. And what it means is, like Rashi explains, is there's really three levels here. You have the Shita of Rabbanon, who hold you can be Soymech on Shitaf even with wine. Wine, you make a Shitaf of voice with wine. It also works for Erev Chatzeres. You don't need Erev Chatzeres. It makes you one so much, you don't need Erev Chatzeres. The second level is Lezbe and Tadoi. It says it depends. If I use wine, it only works for Shittim Vavoyas and not for Erev Chatzeres. If I use pas for Shittim Vavoyas, it will work also for Erev Chatzeres. Then you have the most common thing of Shittim Ramei holds, even if you use pas Shittim Vavoyas, it does not work for Erev Chatzeres. And the reason is Shishtak Chatzeres Erev, whatever the reason is. So we call it Trei Chumri. If you pass the Rameyah straight, if you're taking two Chumras, not only you're not passing the Rabbanon, you're going two steps higher. You're going to Rav Meir. So we didn't want to do that. We don't want to go Trei Chumri. So we like this. First of all, Lacha Karol Ezra Ben Tadoi. So we got up one step. That means that by wine it doesn't work to cover Erev Chatzeres. Then I say, not only wine doesn't work, even pas doesn't work. I go like Rav Meir. That's why I say two Halachas. So it shouldn't be two Chumras in one shot. It's two steps. Therefore, you have to say two steps. First of all, you pass in, like I read the end of Rashi, Hakamaslon, the Rashi. Hilkashmin Allah kaben tadoi bechadaminayu. The insoim chimachatzeres ashutafan bavi biyayin. Vichi hodu ifagrame rabbonaba pass, ashmin Allah grame. You go next step higher, that you pass in like Rameir, that even be pass does not work. Akaponim, the Gemara comes out with two pshatim and lezim et tadoi. Either it has to do with the regular shittif with wine, and we're saying it doesn't work because it's not brera, or what it means is that shrich la'ar means you have to make a erev chatzeres, and it doesn't work. The shittif mevois does not suffice to cover for erev chatzeres. Meir Meir Rabbanon. What is it we're talking about? Meir Rabbanon. What's this Meir Rabbanon that we're talking about? The Tanya learned in a brisa. Ma'arvim bechatzeres bepas. You make an Erev in a chotze, you have to use bread. You want to use wine for Erev Chatzeres. That means you have 5 houses in a courtyard. You want to use wine to combine everyone in the courtyard into one. You cannot use wine. Wine doesn't work. It has to be a makam dira. It has to be a place where you live. And the only place where you live is where your bread is, not where your wine is. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is, mishtatvim b'mavi b'yayin. You're allowed to do for sheet of mavi, which is a different din. It's only to combine the courtyards, so they don't need so much dira. It's not a chatzar, it's not a place where you live. So you don't need pas. So wine is enough to combine the chatzeres. So mishtatim works for wine. Mishtatim mavi v'yayin. Vim rotzul shtatim pas. Mishtatim. You want to use bread, you're allowed to use bread. Then the brisa goes, ma'arvim b'chatzeres, u'mishtatim mavi, shloshakeach teres erev minat tanoikis. The halach is that you ma'arvim b'chatzeres u'mishtatim b'mavi. You have to do both. It's not enough just to do erev chatzeres and or only shittif mavi. You have to do both. Why? Shloish akeach teres erev minat tanaikis. Shiyom rav v'sein ulo irvu. That means even though you made a shittif mavi, you still have to make an erev chatzeres. And what's the reason? The reason is because you don't want the people of the chatzeres say, I don't see an erev anywhere. They say, oh, there's no such thing as an erev. Therefore, you also have to make an erev chatzeres besides shittif mavi. That's Rameyah's shita. Basically, what we said before, ein soimchim al shittif makom erev. Mecham oimrim, oy ma'arvin, oy mishtatvin. You could do either one, and it'll cover, the shittif would cover for the shittif will cover for the erev. And now the Gemara is going into Machlokes of exactly Meir and Rabbanan, and we'll continue on the next year or the next daf to explain that.